You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Vidya Murthy, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. Powered by the Salvation Army, every day tough breaks happen to honest folks. But thankfully, every day good people happen to bad things. To give, ask your smart speaker to make a donation to the Salvation Army or make your gift at salvationarmyusa.org. President Trump's notes overshadow today's impeachment hearings. A Getty photographer captured a photo of President Donald Trump's notes before a press conference responding to today's impeachment hearings. The notes include things like, "I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. Tell Zelensky to do the right thing." And, "This is the final word from the Prez of the U.S." As you might imagine, the all-cap Sharpie notes set the internet ablaze. The likely reason Disney Plus accounts are getting hacked. Following the launch of Disney Plus, thousands of the streaming service accounts went up for sale on various hacking forums, leaving users locked out of their accounts. But the way hackers gained access to the accounts isn't all that complicated. The most likely way in is something called credential stuffing, where hackers find usernames and passwords leaked in other breaches and use those same credentials on all kinds of platforms to see what sticks. So for heaven's sake, get a password manager. And now for today's fast fact. 9 million. That's the estimated death toll associated with soot-polluted air worldwide. A new study shows the results here in the U.S., where tens of thousands are still dying as a result of it every year. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.